when you write it, what's the start? How do you start with a headline? Do you have something, a hook, or anything? Or do you just start off with, do you plan, structure, or do you just immediately just go and let the thing flow through it? So this is the writing process.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice if you can get a hook, but as a trade journal, we assume interest. We don't feel that you're going to be flipping through a broadsheet and you have to, or scrolling down, and, oh, that's the one I'm going to click because it sounds so exciting. If you're here with us in our terrible site navigation, you're probably here for a reason, so that'll be okay. But I do think it's important to start with the thing that the show considers most important. I occasionally get reviews where they've talked about the costumes and how they were all dressed in lovely blacks. And it's like, well, clearly don't care about that, and in some plays it's going to be the writing that's important, in some plays it's going to be the lead performance, in others it may well be the costumes. There's absolutely no reason why it shouldn't be. Quite a few plays are set driven. Whatever you feel, I try to play the game of how would the company rank it. If I force the company to rank the contributions from the play that would stay in the audience's head, then what is it they would put first? And that's probably the one I want to start with. Somewhere along the way, there or thereabouts, you might need a quick plot summary, especially if it's a new work that's not on Google yet. But the number of reviews I've had submitted with four paragraph synopses of Shakespeare, it's just... you can check that stuff out. It's completely pointless. And then you will tend, once you've got your most important thing, that will tend to link to something else, which will tend to link to something else. And if it doesn't link to something else, then okay, just ask yourself, well, what's the next most important thing? That makes it sound like the review gets less important and less interesting as it goes along. But ideally what will happen is the relationships between the things that you mentioned will spark off bigger ideas. Perhaps they'll relate to other productions by the same company or in the same style. Perhaps they'll relate to something that's happening in society at present. Or perhaps even if something was not particularly important to the effect of the show, it might be very artistically interesting to dissect it anyway. So it's rarely the case that in kind of doing the important things first, it's rarely the case that you run out of interesting things to say. And also at the end, you would tend to bring it back to a more holistic impression, which puts the capper on it.